I remember the first time. I was 7, so you must have been 8. It's not easy being 7 and a girl who nobody likes, or almost nobody, because there was you. You were always there for me, and you were always so brave, so strong, and I always felt so safe when you were with me. You never said much, but then you never really had to. Because I knew. I knew that to you, I mattered. And I so wanted to impress you. So I said we should go steal all old man Spencer's apples. And I laughed. I do that. When I'm scared or when I'm nervous, I laugh. And you just said, okay, just like that, okay. And we went to Old Man Spencer's. And that first tree we got to, it was so big, so high, and it scared me. So I laughed, because when I laugh, I can stop being scared. And I didn't know what to do, so I told you to climb it and go get the apples. And I laughed again. And you smiled at me. You smiled. And I kissed you. I'd never kissed anyone before. Not a boy. Not a girl. But I kissed you. And I kissed you. And you smiled. And you said, okay. And you climbed the tree, and you pulled all the apples off the tree, and you climbed down, and you gave them to me. But Old Man Spencer, he must have heard us, and I could hear him coming, and I was so scared, and I didn't know what to do, and I gave you the apples, and I begged you not to tell anyone I was there, and I laughed, because I was so scared. And I ran away, and I left you, and I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, but you were so strong, and I was never strong, but I knew you'd make everything all right again, because you always did, for me, and that was it. I had no idea. I'm so very sorry. I wish I could tell you how sorry I am, but wishes don't mean anything, do they? And that was it, I guess. The first time. And I found you afterwards. And Old Man Spencer, he'd use a big stick on you. And you were bruised. And you were bleeding. And it was all over you. And I was so mad. I was only a kid. And you were only a kid. And he'd whipped you so you could have died. And I got a bunch of the girls over. I figured we could tell our folks. And I told you to show them what he'd done to you. And I wanted them to see what he'd done. So I asked you to show them. And you took all your clothes off, and you were beautiful. And I wanted the girls to be mad, like I was mad, but was scared too. So I laughed. And your thing got hard. And all the girls laughed. And I didn't want you to be embarrassed. So I tried to put it away, to push it down. And I think I hurt you, but you didn't cry and you didn't shout. You just smiled. And I always feel so safe when you smile. And the girls, they all laughed. And nobody was mad at Old Man Spencer. And they all wanted to touch your thing. But I didn't want them to. Because I touched it. I touched your thing. And he didn't stop me. And it was a little bit my thing now as well. So I said my mom was coming and the girls all ran away. And you put your clothes back on. And you were so strong and so brave. And you never cried because of what old man Spencer had done. I think that was the first time I loved you. Like I love you now. Like I'll always love you. And it's cold. And it's dark. But you're here. Just like you've always been. You're here. And I'm safe. But you didn't stay 8. And I didn't stay 7. And we got older, and high school was horrible, but people said I was pretty, and being pretty made me some friends, but they weren't friends like you, and you never left me, and you were always there, and I always, always felt safe, and you never went to the dances, you only went if I asked, and you only danced with me. But you never tried to do any of the things the girls said guys tried to do when they were dancing. And I wanted to do things like the girls said guys did with them, but I wanted to do them with you. And I wanted to do them and for your cock to get hard, because I knew that's what it was called now. The thing was just a silly little girl name. And for me to touch it, and for you to say it was my cock as well, that only I would ever touch it. So I tried. I tried really hard. I'd touch you while we were dancing. I'd put my hand on your cock, and I'd rub your chest with my nipples. And I'd slide around you, so I could touch you all over. And it would be kind of weird doing those things, and I'd get nervous, and I'd laugh, even though my pussy was getting really wet. And you got hard. You always got so hard. But you never did the things other guys tried to do, even though I'd have let you. And you never had a girlfriend, and I felt bad, because I didn't want you to have one if it wasn't me. But even if it wasn't me, I wanted you to be happy. But it wasn't me either. So I figured you didn't want to do them with me. And my friend Katie, she said maybe you wanted to do them with other guys. But you were scared to. And she said I should maybe dance with her sometimes. And give you a chance to do what you might be wanting to do. So I did. But you didn't dance with anyone else. You just watched me and Katie dance. And you were always there, and I always felt so safe. And after the dances, you never let me walk home. And you always used to drive me in your car. And Katie wanted to come too, and you didn't seem to mind. So I said it was okay. And it turned out Katie wanted to do more than just dance with me. And if I couldn't do those things with you, I figured I might as well do them with Katie. But I didn't want you to be embarrassed. So I told you not to turn around and not to look. And Katie would take her clothes off. And I didn't care if you saw that. But then she'd take mine off. Or I would. And I always hoped you'd be peeking in the mirror and looking at me. I wanted you to see me, my breasts, my hard nipples, my cunt. And I tried to lie on the seat in ways that would let you see them. Because I so wanted you to want them. To want me. And I knew you'd be looking. Because guys always look. But you were real good at hiding it, and I never caught you peeking. And Katie was really good at making me feel good. And she'd kiss me, her tongue would slide into my mouth, and it felt strange at first, but good strange. And I'd kiss her. And she'd suck my nipples. And they'd get so hard. And she'd lick my cunt. And she'd make me come. And she showed me how to do those things to her, too. And if I couldn't have you, I figured I might as well have Katie. And you never went away. Not ever. Not even because of Katie. I felt so safe. And Katie, she was braver than me. And she liked you too. Even if it wasn't like I liked you. Because Katie only liked girls. And she didn't mind that I liked you like she liked me. So she went to a place she knew. The corner place. Where the bad girls go. And she asked them about you. And the girls there, they told her stuff. And they told her how some guys, they like to be like, I mean, it was weird. Because you had a thing, a cock, and it was supposed to be you who put it in me, not me who put it in you. And I didn't have one, but Katie said there were things girls could have, and they were sold in the shop nobody went to. Even if all the guys did. So she told me you could go get one, a girl cock. And I was nervous, because I thought you'd think I was a bad girl. But you didn't mind me laughing when I told you I needed a cock. And you went to the store. And you brought it home. And I was so scared. But Katie said she'd help. And she said, you might be scared as well, but a good kind of scared. So she told me what the corner girls had told her I should do. So I told you to stand still. And I took my clothes off. And you could see my breasts. And my nipples were so hard. And I brushed them over your chest. And I teased you. Because that was what Katie said the corner girl said I should do. And I told you you were a bad boy. Because I wanted you to be bad. So bad. And I teased you. And I told you not to move. Because the corner girl said that excited guys. And your cock moved like they said it would. Like I hoped it would. And I pretended to be mad, and I slapped your face like I was mad, but not really hard. Well, that's what the corner girls said boys like you needed, and they were right, because you got even harder, even straighter. And your cock was so lovely, and I could really touch it, and I grabbed it, but I don't think I did it right. Because I think I hurt you, and I got scared, and I laughed. Because I always laugh when I'm scared. And it worked, because I wasn't scared anymore. And I pretended to be mad, and I said you had to be punished, because the corner girl said boys like you like to be punished. Which was kind of strange, but they knew more about this stuff than me. So I took you to my bedroom, and I tied you to the bed, and your cock was so hard. And I told you I loved it being a bit my cock now. And I leaned over you, and I did what the corner girls had said, and I kissed your cock, and I licked it, and I told you to hold on. Because I wanted to do so many things with you. And I grabbed your cock, but I think I hurt you again. And I told you how I knew I wasn't good enough for you, and how I'd never be good enough for you. But I wanted things to be good enough. And Katie, she came into the room, because the corner girls said guys like to watch girls. And Katie, she didn't like guys, but she liked you. So she'd taken her clothes off, and we weren't in the car now, and he didn't have to peek. And we did all the things we'd done in the car, and we did them so you could watch, and so it could make your cock hard. And we knew there wasn't a guy in school who wouldn't have paid $1 million to see what me and Katie did. And we giggled, because we'd only ever do it for you. And after Katie and me had played for you, I put it on, the thing, the girl cock, and I untied you, and I told you to get on your hands and knees, because you didn't have a girl cunt, and I got behind you, and I used the girl cock on you, like the corner girls said I should, and you liked it. You really liked it. And Katie could see you liked it. And Katie liked you too. And even though Katie didn't like boys, she wanted to make you happy. And she asked me if she could use the girl cock. And I didn't want anyone to do that to you but me. But it was Katie. And I knew she really wanted to show you she liked you. So I let her. Because I loved Katie, even if I loved you more, and I wanted us all to be together. But I wasn't Katie's the way I was yours. I've always been yours. It's so dark here. It's hard to see you. But it won't be dark for long. And I loved Katie. And I wanted her to be with us. But girls couldn't be with girls that way. Not back then. It happened. But it wasn't supposed to. And if people found out, then bad things happened. Really bad. And Katie was scared. Because she loved me, I think. I think she loved me like I loved you. Like I love you. And even if I didn't love her like I love you, I didn't want her to be scared. I didn't want her to be alone. But I didn't want to lose you either. So that's when I had it. My great idea. Because if I was married to you, nobody would wonder about Katie. And if Katie had nowhere to go, well, everyone knew we were friends. And if Katie lived with us, that wouldn't make anyone talk in bad ways. So I told you I thought we should get married, and that Katie should live with us. And I was scared you'd get mad or run away. And I laughed. And you didn't get mad. And you didn't run away. And you just said, okay. Just that. Okay. And we got married, and I could be with Katie, and I could be with you, and do the tying up thing you wanted, and the girl cock thing you wanted, and Katie could be with us, and we could all love each other. And Katie said the corner girl said I should do other things to you as well, and they sounded like crazy things. But when I whipped you, your cock got hard. And when I played with your cock, even though I wasn't very good at it, you got hard. And even though Katie didn't like boys, she told me she loved playing with you, so long as I was there and making you happy. And she even liked your cock in her mouth. And it was weird, and I was nervous, but you never seemed to mind me laughing. I wish I could laugh for you now. I wish you could hear me. And I really believed we were okay. That I could. That we could be happy. You and me and Katie. And that I could stop being scared. But then I got the letter. It was your letter, really. And I should have let you open it. But we were married, so I figured it was okay. And it was from your doctor. And it said they'd found some things at your last checkup. And they were bad things. And they were so really, really bad. And I cried. Because I didn't want to live if you weren't going to be there. And I knew if you weren't there, I'd never be safe. And the letter said there might be a way, and there might be some medicine, but it said how much the medicine would cost, and I didn't know there were that many dollars, and I cried. I cried so hard. And Katie, she found me, and she asked why I was crying, and I showed her the letter. I know I shouldn't have, but I showed it to her, and Katie cried too, and she held me, but it wasn't like going to bed holding. She said she'd go to the corner where the girls who needed money went, and I cried some more, and I said she couldn't do that because I knew Katie only liked girls. And the corner was a bad place. But Katie dried my eyes. And she kissed me. And she said even if she didn't love you like I did, she loved you anyway. And she was going to the corner, and that was that. And she went. But that was 3 days ago. And I went to the corner, and I asked the girls, and they wouldn't talk to me. But one of them cried, and she gave me some money. I don't think Katie's coming back. And I showed the doctor the money the corner girl gave me, but he said it wasn't enough. And he told me there might be a way the medicine might not cost as much. And I asked him what it was, and he locked the door of his office. And he told me, and he took his clothes off, and I cried. I didn't want to, and I was scared, and he couldn't be there, so I laughed, and his cock, got all soft again, and he hit me, and he grabbed me, and he said he'd teach me a lesson for laughing at him, and I'm never telling you what he did. Even though you can't hear me, because you'd be mad, and you might not want to be with me anymore. I'm never leaving you. Never. And when the doctor was done with me, he said I hadn't been very good, so the medicine wouldn't be as cheap as he'd said. And he said he'd give me a cheap whore discount, but we still didn't have enough. So I had to think of another idea. And I did, didn't I? And I figured we'd better not use your car because people might see it. So I told you to get another one. And you did. And you drove me to the gas station. And I was scared. So very scared. So I laughed to make the scared go away. And I went into the gas station. And I hit the man with the lead pipe I brought with me, and I grabbed the money, and I ran. I ran as fast as I could, I really did. But he came after me, and he had a gun, and he shouted at me to stop or he'd shoot. And I knew it was all over, and I knew who was going to shoot, and all I wanted to do was to kiss you goodbye first. And you came out of the car and you ran to me, and you ran so fast. And I thought you were going to kiss me, and it would all be okay if you could kiss me. But you pushed me out of the way, and you ran in front of the man, and he fired, and you fell down. And I knew I'd never kiss you ever again. I was wrong. I think I've always been wrong. And the man, he got scared, and he dropped the gun, and he ran away. And and you were on the ground, and I knew you needed help. And I was so scared, but I was going to get help for you. So I made the scared go away and took the keys, and I went to the car and I went for help. And I drove so fast, but I couldn't keep the scared away. And I knew it really was too late for help to be any use at all. And I knew I'd never been any good for you, and you'd always been more than I deserved. So I came back, and I'm here. And I was right, and nobody could have helped. And the sun's gone down, and it's dark, and it's late. And it's probably too late, but I don't care. You're still warm, and your cock's still hard, and I can hold it at last without being scared. And I got the knife from the car, and I'm not scared anymore. I don't think I'll ever be scared again. And I'm going to take my clothes off, and we're going to be together. And I'll have you inside me at last. And I'll watch the red pour out of me and mix with yours, like I've always been yours. And I hope you haven't gone too far, because I'm coming to find you. I'm coming to find Katie so we can be together. And you're hard, and you're inside me, and you're in my arms. And it's all I ever wanted, and I won't be long. Because I don't think there's much left in me now. So wait for me, my love. Wait for her.